in the Bible, like the flood, like creation, like the Exodus, like Joshua 5. And so this is information that we are going to be able to look at and confirm mathematically and calendrically. This is the final chart, and it shows the remaining cycles, 2, 6, and 10. Here's cycle 11. Now, the reason that I show this is because this cycle did not appear in the encyclopedia. It was taken from Christian Biblical Church of God, and it basically fits right in. I mean, it's just an extension of the other cycles, and so it's something that we needed to have. I needed to have the complete 13 cycles. Here again, I'm showing the short chart number 7. The reason I'm showing this is because I want you to recognize that when you have a Tuesday for the Feast of Trumpets, the resulting start for the year has the first Sabbath on the 7th. And this is pretty fundamental, but it's pretty important. It isn't that this is the proof, but this is just substantiating information for a complete knowledge. The total days of the Hebrew calculated calendar and the SC explained in chart 6. Now, just chart 6 is really quite an important chart, because what it does is it's going to tell us an important piece of information. And as I was working on all this information at the time, until I was able to set up chart 6, I was at a standstill. I could not justify the placement of the solar calendar against our present Gregorian calendar. But because of this chart 6, I was able to do that. Chart 6, I'll explain this as we look at it. Chart 6 is composed of the 19-year time cycles. And as we pointed out, there is a difference at the end of 19 years. There's this lag. And the first 19 years, if you look at it, and we'll show this in the calendars, actually, you would come to that 19th year and you would have no lag. Now, the next 19 years, you would have one day. And as we would go through there, you would see that at the end of those 13 cycles, you would have a one-day lag. That's what you would have. So as we look at this, means that we can go into any of the ending of these 19-year time cycles and find out the relationship. As it works out, this chart becomes unnecessary. Because of the new information on the new chart, and because of the fact that we have been able to produce a calendar generator. Utilizing all the information that I have gathered on these different charts, we're able to, and when I say we, I didn't do the actual work of coming up with a formula that would accurately place these dates in a computer. Another gentleman did that work for me. But I gave him all of the substantiating dates for him to be able to work with. So this chart 6, we'll take a look at it. You have the where you see number 1, that would be the first a 19-year time cycle. It shows the total number of days in that cycle. And then there's the word lag and for that column. And then the next column is the total days of the solar calendar. And if you look at that, you'll see that the first 19 years, the number of days are equal. And the idea of this was to chart these days so that we could tell how many days the two calendars were out of alignment. So that's basically what this chart is for. I extended these charts. You can see that this is page 2 of the chart, and you can see that I'm carrying out the years. The AM years are going up and up until we reach the final page of the chart, which is page 5 of chart 6. And on there you can see that we are into the 6,000 year period, time period. So this is basically how we would align these calendars, because it gives us an accurate amount of lag. You can see, if you look at number 5, you will see, you see the 2 years, you see the year in red, and you see the year in blue, and the difference would be 29 days. So if you started a calendar at the start of the 6th cycle, you would have to have 29 days. If you don't have 29 days, there's something wrong with your calendar. You'd have to have this 29-day difference. So now we're going to look at correlation of the 7-day SC and HC for creation. We're going to be looking at what I have constructed as chart 9. First of all, we need to take a look at C.H. Lindell's chart. And as I've pointed out in the past, you can see that this chart that we're going to be using of his is called number 1. I've designated it as 1. And you'll note that we have a Tuesday for the Feast of Trumpets, for that particular cycle. And the cycle is 354 days in length. Now, this is an important consideration because it is where we're going to find the creation. As a reminder, we're going to go back to chart 7, page 4, where we see this the same relationship that we saw on E.H. Lindell's chart. You can see that when you have a Tuesday for the first day of trumpets, the resulting first Sabbath of that year will be on the seventh day of that year, which is, of course, the day of creation. Now, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth became without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. This is Genesis 1, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. And we can see here, this is, in effect, the starting of that very first day of creation. And this is an important consideration. Now, what I've done here in establishing these charts, these calendars, actually, what we're looking at here is the calendar for that very first year of creation. And we're looking at chart 9, page 1. Now, you'll see over to the left-hand side in the small box, you'll see a number 1. And that number 1 designates the AM year. And it's the first year. So, first year after man. And following that, you'll see we have SMTWTFSA, which represents the 7 days of the week: Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Right above that, you can see in red, this would be the Hebrew calculated calendar. Starting on day 1 would have been Sunday, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 would have been the first Sabbath. The solar calendar, of course, is going to demonstrate exactly the same progression of days. And as you can see, as we go from the left-hand box over to the right-hand calendar, you can see that we see, you see 14, 21, 28. This is the 7-day progression. This is the same thing that we had talked about earlier, in which I pointed out how the year would progress that very first year. And if you look down at the bottom, you'll see that in that red circle, you'll see a 6, which is when the next Sabbath would occur in the second year. So you can see we're going to have that 1-day lag that we had talked about. In addition to that, we are going to look at this and we'll see if our calendar, without any consideration, this is just the passage of time that we're looking at here. We're not making any adjustments. We start with the first Sabbath on the 14th, the 21st, the 28th, and we go through the first month. It's 30 days. And naturally, we recognize that the cycle, the average cycle of the moon, as it has been pointed out, is a little bit over a half. So you would take some from the second month in order to complete the 30 days, because we're dealing in days, not in part of days. And so the first month is 30 days. So if you've taken time from the first month, now the second month can only be 29 days. And so as we follow the Sabbaths through there, you'll see that the last Sabbath of the second month is on the 26th. And we continue on. We have 29 days. And then, of course, the next month we have to have 30 days. And the next month we have to have 29. And the next month we have to have 30. And the next month we have to have 29. And we get to the seventh month. And what do we find? We find that the fifth day of that seventh month is the Sabbath. Well, if we count back from that fifth day, you would see that the Feast of Trumpets would now fall on a Tuesday, just as that chart showed. So you can see here that regardless of what you want to do, this is the way it has to work out. Now, you can change the dates, the days, the time, and make it work out something else, but they would be incorrect. So this is, in fact, the correct calendar. Now, if we continue on, after that seventh month, you have the eighth month is 29, the ninth month is 30, the tenth month is 29, and the 12th month is 30. Well, we know that as a result of that, we have a discrepancy in the number of days, because the regular solar calendar is 365 days. And we know that the Hebrew calculated is 354 days. And so if we take the difference between those two, we should see that difference at the end of the year. So the difference would be 11 days. And 6 from 17, as I demonstrate, shows that is exactly what you have, 11 days. We can now go into the second year, and we already know that the first Sabbath of the second year is going to be on the 6th. But it just, if you follow, you would see that in the left-hand rectangle, you'll see a 2, which represents the second year. And of course, we have the same progression of days, and so we find that the Sabbath for the second year is on the 6th, the 13th, the 20th, the 27th, the 34th, etc., all the way along until we get to the 363 days. This 363rd day is a Sabbath. It's the last Sabbath of the second year. We have already covered that, so we know that's what it should be. And we also can now take another look at the progression of time. And as we look at this, we can see again, you have the first month, 30 days, the second month, 29 days, the third month, 30 days, the fourth month, 29 days, the fifth month, 30 days, the sixth month, 29 days. The seventh month, of course, is 30 days. Well, what date did the chart that we had looked at, E.H. Lindo's chart, show for that second year? Well, it said that the second year, the Feast of Trumpets should be on a Saturday. And when we look at this calendar, we see the 1 over the 167. And that is the Feast of Trumpets. It shows that it falls on a Saturday. Now, what this should tell us is that just as the seventh day, now we recognize, you know, the seventh day is runs from creation to the present time, and we actually will ultimately be showing you this, but as basically it's a matter of faith, everybody thinks, well, the seventh day of the week that we have is the relative to the seventh day of creation. But the difference here is, in the end, we are going to prove beyond any doubt that this is the Sabbath. That seventh day that we call the seventh day, in fact, is the seventh day of creation. Now, when we look at this, these calendars, we should understand that just as the seventh day was set at creation, so were the holy days set at creation. That should be really quite obvious, because you cannot move the Feast of Trumpets in the first year, or the second year, or the third year, fourth year, fifth year, all the way out. If you would follow the calendars. Now, we aren't going to follow all those calendars, but if you did follow them, you would find that the days, the holy days, if Trumpets is fixed, so are all of the other holy days. They're fixed because they're connected. Every holy day is connected to every other holy day. Right now, I'm going to show you something that we have done in addition to what was done in the past. And this is the reason for the new presentation. If you look here, you can see it's called the Holy Day Generator. And I actually have entered the year of 4046. And that is a BC year. And if you would use this generator, what you would be able to do is put in any year that you wished, and you would, if it was an AD or a BC year, you would just click on that, and then you'd click on the generator, and it would give you the existing holy days and Sabbath days for that particular year. Now, down in the blue section, you can see that there is some information that we, in fact, have already covered. It is pointing out the fact that the difference between the days, starting difference was zero, the resulting difference would have been 11, and this is exactly what we saw. Now, we're going to look at the calendar that was actually generated. And here, we can see that the black is, the numbers that you find in the black are Gregorian calendar days. And the numbers that you find in the Hebrew, in the red, are the Hebrew calculated calendar days. And the numbers in blue, are the solar days, the solar Sabbath days. And so here, if we look at this, we can see at the start of the year, you'll find the 7 over a 7. The calculated calendar is in agreement with the solar calendar, which is exactly what you would expect. And if we would follow this calendar through to the Feast of Trumpets, you would see that just like we had shown, the 182nd Sabbath of the solar calendar is equal to the seventh month, the fifth day of the seventh month. And of course, this results in a Tuesday. So you can see how this calendar is going to function. And if we go down to the bottom of the calendar, you'll see that white strip. You'll see a 13 beneath a 24. If you subtract that, of course, you have the 11 days that we're talking about. Or you could use the 6 under the 17, same thing. it's 11 days. As long as you're in that first month and you have passed the end of the solar year, you will find that difference. Now, the interesting thing about this generator, the calendar, as it has been generated, is the fact that if we would use the calendar generator, because this is developed on a computer, the lag days are all automatically calculated so that it is no longer necessary to go and to start at a point other than the exact day or exact year that you want to look at, because the computer has already calculated the lags. And so because of that, this is why I'm saying that this simplifies everything that we are capable of doing as far as the calendar is concerned. And what this is going to do for you in any of your investigations is you would be able to just dial up whatever BC or AD year you wanted, and it will give you an accurate calendar. Now, we'll just go ahead and take a look at the second year here. And we see that, of course, we started out with 11 days. And it says last year we had 11 days difference. The difference is 10. So we should have 21 days difference. And this calendar shows exactly that. It shows, if we go down to the bottom of the calendar, you'll see a 26 over a 5. Well, that's 21 days. There's the lag. And we also know from C.H. Lindos, as I pointed out, that the second year we should have the Feast of Trumpets on a Saturday, the first day of the seventh month. And, of course, this is exactly, you see Tishri there, and you see a 1, and that is exactly what it shows. What I'm just showing you is how these calendars follow the other more laborious calendars that I had to produce because I didn't have the smarts, you might say, to be able to produce this work. Now, this work was produced by another gentleman other than myself. He used all of the work that I had done, all of the days that I had entered into Chart 3, and was able to set up a calculation that would reproduce the calendars accurately for any year. This should be a great tool for anyone who wants to investigate historical events, dates that are pointed out. In fact, once you recognize that God is putting all these dates into the Bible, you you'd be surprised. I mean, once you start looking for them, you find them all over. And they are there just as the dates for the flood year were there. The dates for these other years are there. You'll see this as we go through these calendars, how they match for the different events. But let's continue on. Here is the third year, and what you can see is this is following exactly the E.H. Lindell's chart as far as where the dates occur. Of course, they are different. The days of the week are matched, but of course, the Gregorian dates are going to be different. We'll eventually get to the place where I'm going to show you how these Gregorian dates were established. At present, we're just going to accept them. I'm asking you to just accept them as you see them on the chart. You will later be able to go back and demonstrate that, oh yes, these are correct. Here we see the fourth year. Now, the reason that I went into the fourth year, because the fourth year is a leap year, 366 days. And you can see the Hebrew is 354 days, 366 days is we kept the running account. We had 12 days, and we subtract the two. You have 13 days, and 13, or last year we had 1 day, pardon me, and the difference is 12, and so therefore the new difference is 13 days. And if we look at the bottom of the chart, you'll see a 16 beneath a 29. There's your 13 days. The chart can't move. I mean, the chart is based on seven increments of seven. So I can't fool you. I can't make it do something that the math will not allow. And so the math, this is the math. If we look at Tishri, we can see Tishri, the third of Tishri, the third of the seventh month, is a Sabbath. So that means it was a Thursday. And that's exactly the day that is called out. It should be a Thursday. And so we can see that. That would be the 6th of September. We're going to skip up. I didn't go through all of the charts because I felt it was just not necessary. I mean, if you want to look at them, you can go back and look at them by going into that third disc, and it will give you all of the charts. And well, in fact, is you can just go into the calendar generator and get all these charts. Here we see the 17th year, and we find that the difference should be 84 and 65. And if you subtract that, you'll see it's 19 days. The last year was 27. The difference should be 8 days. And we see the Feast of Trumpets is on August 3rd. So, go to the next chart. The next chart is chart 18. And here we see the Hebrew calendar is 355. The solar is 365. You subtract the two is 10 days. Last year we had 8. So you add it together, it's 18 days. That's what you should have at the end of the year. Now, it's exactly what we have at the end of the year. 6 from 24 is 18. Now, we're going to go into that 19 actually shows you the start of the 19th year. That's why that 19 is there. And here, I'm going to go back to the old calendar, the old method, and show you that we'll be able to see this, that the two are exactly alike. Here we see the 19th year. And if you recall from chart 6, at the end of the 19th year, we should have no lag. And this is exactly what happens. Remember the lag that we originally had, and what we do now is we subtract the length of this year was 383. 365 from 383 gives you the 18 days. We had a lag of 18 from the previous year. 18 from 18 is zero. So guess what? We have a 5 over a 5, which is zero. It's following exactly what it's supposed to do. Here we see the calculated what the generator calculated for us, and you can see that it tells us exactly the same information without going through all of the previous calculations. You want BC 4028? That's 19, year 19 AM. And it brings up the information. Again, at the bottom of the calendar, you can see that it shows 5 over 5, 0. Tishri is on a Saturday, just the way it was supposed to be. Everything is following it without the need to go through all of the other charts. And here, again, I just show 20 a.m. It's not necessary to go through this, but it's here for you to look at. Now,